Right. So today we're diving into something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, a thriller novel. And
Okay, I like thrillers.
it's got this really interesting premise about a secluded community and shocking murders, you know,
Yeah.
like a young woman facing a past she thought she left behind. You know, all that tangled family ties, dark secret stuff.
Sounds right up my alley.
So we're going to kind of take a deep dive into this book and just give you enough to hopefully get you hooked.
All right, I'm intrigued. What's this community all about?
So it's called Havenwood, and it's nestled like deep in the Rocky Mountains. No internet, no cell phones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like really isolated. Life revolves around tradition and, you know, the rule of their leader, Calliope.
Okay, I'm getting definite secluded community vibes here. A little too close-knit for my liking.
Right. And so our main character, her name is Riley. Years ago, she escaped Havenwood.
Escaped. Okay, so there's definitely something not right about this place.
Exactly. And she gets pulled back in because her friend, Jane Merrifield, is found dead under mysterious circumstances.
Mysterious how?
So picture this. Jane's body is found in a closed park. No signs of a struggle. Just a single red poppy left near her body.
A red poppy.
Well.
That's a bit creepy. Almost like a calling card or something.
And that's not all. That red poppy keeps popping up, connecting a string of murders. And the FBI is just baffled.
So multiple victims, all seemingly linked to this Havenwood community.
Right. And a really bizarre symbol. The FBI, led by this agent, Matt, they're struggling to find a motive. I mean, you've got Robert Benson, like a total family man,
Yeah.
and then Chris Crossman, like a quiet substitute teacher.
What could possibly connect these people to Havenwood, and why are they being targeted?
Well, that's where Riley comes in. She's the key to this whole thing. I
Yeah.
mean, the FBI quickly realizes she's holding back, you know, hints about a controlling aunt, Thalia, and her mother, Calliope.
Ah, the controlling mother figure, always a recipe for
Oh,
trouble.
yeah. And get this. It turns out Havenwood doesn't just let people walk away.
What do you mean?
So Riley's partner, Andrew, he gets attacked. Poisoned, actually. It's clear they're willing to go to any lengths to silence people who leave.
Whoa, okay, so this isn't just about keeping the community isolated. They're actively hunting down those who've left.
Right. What are they so desperate to hide? I mean, it gets even crazier.
How so?
The FBI finds this remote cabin where someone was spying on Jesse Morrison, another person who escaped. Guess what? He ends up dead. Then Riley spots a man from Havenwood, Anton, watching her at a bar.
Okay, now we're talking serious paranoia and conspiracy. Someone's keeping tabs on those who left. What are they so afraid of them revealing?
And just when you think it can't get more intense, Matt, the FBI agent, gets kidnapped, taken to Havenwood.
Oh, wow. He walked right into the lion's den.
Yeah. And there's like all these little details, like breadcrumbs, you know, Riley's sketches. They're really creepy.
What kind of sketches?
Well, one shows her mother is Medusa. And there are whispers about Thalia disappearing and maybe helping others escape. And a secret message board used by former members.
It's like the author's setting us up for a big reveal, a dark truth about Havenwood and Calliope.
Yeah. And we haven't even touched on the shocking truth about Calliope's motives. That unfolds slowly throughout the whole book.
You've definitely got my attention. Sounds like everyone's hiding something, and the truth is much darker than it seems.
Exactly. This book, it's like peeling back the layers of an onion. Each layer, the mystery gets deeper, more tense. You just have to keep questioning everything you thought you knew.
Okay, so tell me more about these sketches, this Medusa image. What's that all about?
It's fascinating how the author uses these sketches of Riley's to give us a glimpse into her mind, you know? Like, it's not just about her being good at art,
Right.
but what her art reveals about her experiences and how she sees those around her,
Yeah.
especially the women. The FBI profiler even picks up on that. How Riley draws these women with this like sadness in their eyes, as if they carry this weight, you know, the emotional toll of living in Havenwood.
Even if they seem to be okay with Calliope and everything. Exactly. And remember that part with Cal, the guy who escaped and then like begged to come back, saying he couldn't survive in the real world?
Oh, yeah. He said he needed Havenwood.
It really shows the kind of hold Calliope has on people.
It's like she's created this dependency. Like they can't function without her, without the community.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about their belief in Calliope and her teachings. Is it genuine? Or is it this illusion of safety they cling to out of fear?
It's pretty chilling to think about.
It is.
And there's that scene where the FBI is watching Riley sketching, totally absorbed, you know? It's like she's tapping into something, a deeper understanding of these people.
Maybe even something she's not aware of. That's what makes her so interesting, you know?
Right.
Both a victim of Havenwood, but also someone who seems to get it more than anyone else.
Absolutely. And remember when they questioned her about how she knows so much about fake IDs and hacking? She just says, Jesse taught me.
Oh, yeah.
Like deflecting.
Yeah.
But still helpful in a way. It's such a dangerous game she's playing.
It really makes you wonder, what's her plan? Is she trying to help the FBI? Or is there something else going on?
Good question. And as we learn more about Havenwood's history, we see that it wasn't always like this.
Really?
Yeah, there's this whole backstory about Riley's grandmother, Athena. She wanted Havenwood to be this true utopia. You know, harmony with nature, peace, all that.
So what happened? How'd it get so twisted?
Well, the story goes that it all changed when Thalia, Riley's aunt, betrayed Calliope. She escaped with Robert, one of the leaders.
Ah, so that's when Calliope wanted full control for you.
Yeah. Anyone who tried to leave became an enemy. And it gets really dark. Remember that scene where Riley has to euthanize her horse?
Oh, man, that was rough.
As punishment from Calliope.
Really shows how far she'll go, using fear to maintain her power, even against her own daughter.
This book goes way beyond just solving murders. It's about what it's like living under that kind of control.
It really digs into the psychological impact.
Yeah. And as the FBI gets closer, that tension just keeps building. Havenwood is preparing for a siege. They think the outside world is attacking them.
And Riley is caught right in the middle. What a dilemma, you know? Can you escape a place like that without resorting to violence?
That's the question, isn't it?
The FBI wants to stop Calliope, but so many people in Havenwood are victims, too. It's a tough situation.
It really makes you think. There are no easy answers here. And the line between victim and, well, not a victim, it gets blurry.
So Riley is stuck between, well, a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, the FBI closing in, her mom, Calliope, ready for a fight. It leads to this crazy climax.
Yeah.
Kept me up way too late reading.
I can imagine. You know, the author does a great job building this sense of, like, impending doom. Not just for Riley, but the whole community.
Right, like Havenwood itself is doomed.
Yeah, exactly. And as the FBI gets ready to raid the place, you really feel the moral struggle. Like,
yeah.
Agent Kari knows they're not dealing with just criminals. The people who've been brainwashed, you know. How far do you go for justice without causing more harm?
It's a tough question. And then Riley makes this crazy decision. She breaks away from the FBI and goes straight to Havenwood.
Oh, wow.
Like she's trying to save Matt.
And maybe reach her mom before it's too late.
Yeah, maybe. That scene where she's running through the woods, FBI on her tail. Man, my heart was racing.
It's a real turning point for Riley.
Yeah.
For everyone. Inside Havenwood, Calliope's got everyone convinced the outside world is attacking them.
But some people start doubting her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like they see how she's manipulating them.
It's subtle at first, right?
Yeah. But it grows. That's what makes this book so good. It gets in your head.
The psychology of it all.
Totally. And just when it seems like everything's going to explode, Riley shows up, confronts her mom. It's intense.
What happens?
She begs Calliope to stop. Let everyone go. But she won't budge. It's actually really sad.
You can see Calliope believes what she's doing is right.
Yeah, even as it all falls apart, she's the hero in her own story.
And that's her downfall, right?
Yeah, the FBI storms the place. Matt's safe. Calliope is arrested.
Justice is served.
But not without, well, casualties. Shows you, even when good wins, there's a cost.
So what about Havenwood? What happens to everyone?
Well, the FBI shuts it down, but Riley stays.
Really?
Not to rebuild what her mom created, but to start something new. A place for the survivors to, I don't know, heal.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, after all that, she still has hope.
It's a good reminder that even after trauma, there's a chance to move forward.
And the author doesn't wrap everything up perfectly. Like, we still wonder about the impact of Havenwood on everyone.
Yeah, I like that. Leaves you with questions.
This book really stays with you. Makes you think about what you believe, where you belong, and the guts it takes to leave a bad situation.
Even when it means facing your past. And the people you loved.
Exactly.
Well, I'm definitely adding this book to my list. Great job explaining it all without spoiling anything.
Thanks. It's a wild ride, that's for sure. If you like thrillers to get in your head, this is for you. So, that's it for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be back next time with another story to unpack. Until then, happy reading, everyone.